Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of disobeying one's parents and severing ties of kinship, ties of relationship. So yesterday we did the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three times he mentioned that should I not inform you of the most serious of the major sins. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and Sahaba said, indeed, please do inform us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Ishraqu billah wa uququl walidin, committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobeying one's parents. So today we see the two other hadiths that have a similar meaning, also showing us how serious it is to disobey one's parents. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, Ali Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal al-kabairu al-Ishraqu billah wa uququl walidin wa qatlun nafsi wal yameenul ghamus. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the major sins are ascribing partners with Allah ta'ala, committing shirk, and disobeying one's parents. Then Rasulullah sallam added these two things in this particular hadith, killing a person and taking a false oath, killing a person, an innocent person, committing murder, not that the person in self-defense kills someone, but he commits murder. Now, this is a very serious thing in Islam, so this is a major sin. So what we learn from here is that this disobeying of parents are so serious that it's would, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned it, would ascribing partners with Allah, making shirk, would murder, and would taking a false oath. False oath here means that the person takes an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when he takes a name oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah ta'ala is something that is very, very sanctified. The name of Allah ta'ala should not be used for any wrong purpose. So a person is taking an oath, and together with his oath, he's putting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That makes it an oath. And now he's using the name of Allah ta'ala in a wrong purpose. So this is something that is very, very serious, something that is a major crime in Islam. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included it in this hadith, explaining to us that this is also part of the major sins. The thing to see here, to learn, lesson for us to learn here from this hadith, today's hadith, is that look at the seriousness of disobeying one's parents. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning it, would murder, would shirk, would taking a false oath, in other words, taking the name of Allah ta'ala and then lying with that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is trying to explain the seriousness of disobeying parents. Unfortunately, this is something that is becoming more and more rife in society. The children are not listening to the parents. One thing that the parents need to check, what we should be always checking, is to see then what is the level of our income. Is our income right? Many times the income is not right, so that filters down also into the behavior of the children. We are involved in such deals that are shady deals, or sometimes we are taking insurance, or sometimes we are involved in taking returns from the banks, thinking that it's okay, whereas we are involved in interest, or sometimes a person is involved in other things that are not correct, and his income is not correct, or sometimes his food is not correct. So this filters down towards the children. So therefore, one of the things that we should consider is, what is our income like? The other thing is, we should see as parents, is that, do we have anything of guna in our homes? Do we have those gadgetries? Do we have those things like televisions, etc., which affect the behavior of the children? So that also affects the children. And now we're seeing that we are the means of the children getting involved in major gunas. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, firstly, to be obedient children. Sometimes we may think that our parents may have passed away, but that doesn't mean that we still cannot be qualified as an obedient child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that visits the qabr of his parents on a Friday will be recorded amongst the obedient children. Such a simple thing, to go and visit the qabr. Even if you can't do it every Friday, at least try and go once every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. But make it a point of going, sending isal al-sawab for them, doing any nafil action and saying, oh Allah Ta'ala, send the reward of this to my parents. He doesn't have to wait for any khatam or anything. But all the time he's doing some type of nafil action. He's sitting in the talk, for example, a person is listening now to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes niyat in the heart, wallah, whatever reward I'm getting, send this to my parents. He's sitting in a Jummah bayan, he makes a niyat, wallah, this by the sawab I'm getting for sitting here, send it to my parents. So all the time, and then he increases it and says, all the marhumin. So all the time this person is sending isal al-sawab for his parents, and he'll inshallah be rewarded amongst the obedient. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Jummah Salah, including Wasallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. This is it that will save us from the fitna of Dajjal. And now we know what times we are going through. So very, very important for us. to make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf, take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah. Ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.